Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, we are back on a Football Friday, the WIP afternoon show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, Football Friday, brother. Get it together. How you feeling?
I feel pretty good, Brother Spike. It is Football Friday. I'm excited. We're 2 days away from the Eagles taking on the Los Angeles Sheep. Yeah, we're almost there, man. Yeah, we're almost there Sunday. I feel pretty good. No baseball last night, but Jackie Baseball, I know you were still locked in. How about you, boy?
I was locked in because my quarterback, QB1.
Oh, Josh Allen.
Well, help me win a parlay last night. So, that weekend to be FanDuel. I'm going to be in there.
Are you prepared for Football Friday,
Jack? Are you kidding me? Come on, man. An opportunity to get another win.
Oh,
20 straight when Jalen starts and finishes the game.
That's all that matters. It is a big Football Friday, as always. Nick Kostos joins us in about 40 minutes. Give you your picks for the weekend. Tornado Shapiro's weekend forecast at 3:30. Elliot Shore Parks joins us at 3. We hand out the belt. Tommy down the shore. Whenever Rios gets in there after legendary performance last week, what a big show it's going to be. So it is an on-the-record Friday, and I think this will be a staple of the WIP afternoon show throughout football season, on-the-record Friday. So, you know, we want to hear from you, not only what you think will happen, but how it will happen. 215-592-9494. You got to go on the record. And so it's not, to me, it is not just about the Eagles winning the game. Winning the game is very important. I think it matters how they win the game. And we've talked about the offense all week long, and rightly so. I get it. I understand. But I think there are questions on both sides. So the defense, we've seen them play two games, right? And the one game, it was not good at all against the Cowboys. And against the Chiefs, it was good. But against the Chiefs, we don't know if the defense was good or if the Chiefs just don't have any weapons, probably a combination of two. So I'm very, very curious to see how the defense goes. And the offense, I mean, we've been talking about it all week. If the offense, not just Saquon, obviously, who has not really gone off so far this year, but if A.J. Brown doesn't get a bunch of catches, this is not going away, and this will only get bigger next week. If they win 2017, he has two catches. I promise you he's saying something after the game. So it's important that they win, but I also think that it is important how they win and how they look. I know just putting the W's, you know, stacking the W's. It's important, but the final thing I'll say is when we were coming into this season, we sort of thought it was the Eagles and everybody else in the NFC. Doesn't really feel that way right now. Feels like the Packers are really, really good. We're probably in the same class. The Rams might be really, really good. We don't know how maybe the Bucks are really, really good. Yeah. You know, so, and the Lions, you know, they bad first week, but who knows? So, you know, if we want to believe that we are separated from the rest of the NFC, it's not just about winning. It is about how you win in a certain way. So I think a win is important, but how they win is just as important to me.
Listen, I understand the how they look in winning this game, sort of outlook on the game. Yeah, I totally get it. I understand it. You know, the first 2 weeks, you kind of had to scrape and claw your way to victory. You sort of hope that by the third week, things are clicking and you're moving and operating in a much more fluid manner on both sides of the football. But I'll say this. I think we get that. I think we get a much better looking offense, a much more well-rounded offense. But I do believe this game will be won with the running game and the defense. I do believe that. I think offensively, they're going to come out and try to establish Saquon Barkley. They've had so much success with Saquon against the Rams. It's hard to imagine they wouldn't at least go into the game thinking, execute the same offense until they prove to you that they can stop what you're doing in the running game. But it doesn't mean that they shouldn't take shots, play action pass down the field to lessen, I guess, the burden on the running game to be effective. So I think we'll still get shots down the field, but also I believe this is a game for our defense. Because now look at the Rams, their offense is the strength of their team. Matthew Stafford, those wide receivers. I like Kyren Williams as well as a young running back. So if Matthew Stafford is able to be back there and be Matthew Stafford, it's going to be a tough day, and you got to be at your best. So I'm expecting our D-line to play well this weekend. Jalen Carter, introduce yourself to the 2025 season, right? Like it's time. You got two games under your belt. Well, one game under your belt.
Yeah. One game in 5 seconds.
Yes.
Yeah.
But Sunday is the day that he needs to introduce himself to this season and make his impact felt. So I like the Eagles in this game Sunday, but it won't be easy because I tell you, Spike, we look at those other teams around the league, and I think they're very good teams. Green Bay, Tampa Bay, Detroit, still good teams. I think this is the team that we see in the championship game.
The Rams.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I think this is the team we see in the NFC championship.
Again, all we do is play the Chiefs and the Rams and the
Bucks. Yeah.
Yeah, those are the only teams.
And Kirk Cousins, whatever team he's on.
I truly believe that this is I know this is an Elliott thing and he hasn't said it this week. I do think this is a style points game. Mm. I don't think you can just sneak out. The rumblings on the offensive side and the questions on the defensive side are too many to just squeak out of there with a win where nobody looks real good. And we throw our shoulders up and we go, well, they got to win. I think it is a style points game. 215-592-9494. It's on the record Friday. We want to know, do they win? How do they win or lose? And does it matter how they look or does it matter if they just get out of there with a win? We do have a next question today.
What we got?
As it is, National Love Your Lunch Day.
Now, why can't it just be lunch day?
Nah, I mean, love your lunch.
Wow.
So, for next question today, we will, we get your sports point in. We'll say next question. We need your go-to lunch. Jack, what is your go-to lunch?
Well, it's changed.
Yes. Oh, are you going to give us your
I'm not going to give you my current one. I'm not going to pull a Spike and be a Debbie Downer.
No, I'm not throwing that.
I like my yogis and berries.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, it's always a Reuben, man. A Reuben.
A nice Reuben. There you go.
Corned beef.
There you go.
On a nice rye. Come on, man. Yeah. You know me.
A Reuben's a good sandwich.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah. Your go-to lunch?
Wow. You know? Now, it always depends on how I'm feeling that day.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, a good smash burger is
crispy edges.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, that's I don't want to start describing it because Mr. Drop Board over there.
Listen, you get excited when you start talking about meat. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, you like that crispy meat, Ike?
Now, when did Smash
Juicy meat?
When did Smash Burgers become a thing?
I would say about 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because growing up, it was just burgers.
Yeah.
Smash Burger became a thing about 10 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess we don't want to start naming restaurants, but there's one that I think is... Shake Shack. I think it's the first that I can remember.
The first chain, at least.
I think so, sure. Yes.
I mean, there's a reason why Ike's been in the ballpark a lot more recently. Yeah. And why our booth is right next to
Shake
Shack.
I will tell you, when I'm down to CBP, I make sure I visit Shake Shack. Yes. Yes, and Ryan Howard's chicken spot.
So,
yeah, that's a good spot.
Colby Southern Kiss Chicken.
Colby, yes, that's what it is. lunches.
So I'm not going to say what my current lunch is now because everybody would get mad at me.
Peanut butter and crackers.
No.
Oh, that's some celery.
No, it's this weird salad with olives.
It's that
and
soup
tomatoes.
That you have when you're fasting.
Yeah. No, it is not that. And I know you're going to make fun of me.
Yeah,
but,
of course.
But if I could just have one lunch for the rest of my life, it would be PB&J and potato chips.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. I love a good PB&J and chips, man. Maybe it's tortilla chips instead of potato chips, but
if you're
a
giving,
good kettle
if you're,
chip.
No, but hold on. Stop.
A good kettle chip and a PB&J on soft white bread, a crunchy PB with a grape jelly. Oh, come on, man.
Gracious, man.
Oh, that is a... Are you kidding me? Yeah.
If you were given 1 year to live, would you mix in a cheesesteak? Or something like a
yeah. Would you yeah
a year to live?
Yeah.
May as well.
I would.
You may mix in a few cheesesteaks if you only have 1 year to live.
Yeah, year to live. Year to live. I would let it go just a little bit.
All right.
Yeah.
Good.
I would say a little prayer for the cow.
Yeah,
of course.
Sure, yeah.
But
the cow's there. You know.
Well, truth is, like, can I tell you a quick?
Yeah.
All right. We're in the beginning. All right. I'm sorry.
Eagles Rams this Sunday.
Yes. This is not
Football Friday.
So you know, we had a couple of mice in the house, and I think. We didn't know how many there were, but we had the windows open for a while, the doors open.
Well, that's the one thing about living in the woods.
Yes.
You get field mice, to come through.
So I'm like, well, okay, what is the most humane mouse trap or whatever? And it is the one that leads them in there and then shocks them and kills them away, right?
Yeah.
So I do that, and it lets you know that there's a mouse in there because it blinks green.
Okay.
And I didn't want to see it blink green. Honestly, I just wanted the mice to live at our house quietly for the rest of their lives. But whatever. So I wake up in the morning and it's blinking green, and there was a mouse in there, and I told my wife, and I said, look, I said a little prayer for the mouse.
Oh,
I put him in the trash can.
Ratatouille?
Yeah, poor little mouse. All right, 215-592-9494. It's on the record Friday. We will get to the calls.
Listen, this is actually
what
time of the year where they start to come in from the field.
Yes,
as it gets a little colder.
Yep, there's there's food.
We have them in the garage. It's a problem in the garage.
Yeah. We'll get your calls right after I tell you about somebody that is not a problem. That is John Ashdale, the car czar, at a place that is not a problem. It solves your problem. That is Colonial Hyundai. Your problem, need a new Hyundai. Their solution, have one, get one, make it easy on you. Right now, the blow the whistle sales event. How about a 2025 Palisade for just $399 a month? A 2025 Hyundai Santa Fe for just $299 a month? How about a 2025 Hyundai Tucson for just $199 a month? And the other part of the problem they're solving you, your trade, piece of junk, we all agree. You're worried about how much you're going to get for it. They're going to guarantee $6,500 for your trade no matter what condition it's in. And you know your brand new Hyundai from Colonial is leaving there with America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. Come on. Get over to Colonial Hyundai on Lincoln Highway in Downingtown or online at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easy, better way to buy a Hyundai. In-stock vehicles only, lease tier one credit through HMF, 10,000 miles a year, 10% down plus first payment, tax, tags, and fees. See dealer for full details. 215-592-9494. Leading us off, Gabe in Cherry Hill. You're on WIP. What's up, Gabe?
Gentlemen, good to talk to you on this Football Friday.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. So I want to go on the record as saying that I am afraid. I've been giving this some deep thought about, you know, this game this entire week and, you know, hearing about would I feel better if the offense played better. At the end of the day, I want to win.
Yep.
And I always want to stack those wins.
Yep.
But I also want to see this offense play better. And I don't know if we're going to get there in time for Sunday, because I think this Rams team is playing very well. I think this Rams team is probably looking to get their lick back.
Yep.
And I don't quite know if we're going to be at that level ready to go on Sunday, because it's easy to say, you know, that the defense, you know, at face value might have played well, you know, these past 2 weeks. But in reality, you're right. Like you said, they didn't. Like against Dallas, they really didn't. And it might have looked like they played well against the Chiefs, but the Chiefs are so depleted with weapons and they don't really have that offense yet that we've seen them kind of bulldoze teams in the past. So I don't know necessarily if this defense is at where it's, you know, where it's supposed to be. And my fear is that you do see the offense kind of take a step forward on Sunday, but the defense just gets torched. And I don't know if I'm ready to kind of stare that in the face just yet.
Like, so it would is, be nice. Is your concern, Gabe, an Eagles concern or a Rams concern, if that makes sense?
I guess both. Can I say both?
Sure.
Because I think the Rams, like I said, I think they're it's a different psychological build, I think, than the Chiefs, because I think the Chiefs are soft. The Rams might be a little bit you know, I think McVay's got him coached up a little bit tougher, where they're going to come out kind of firing on all cylinders. And my concern with the Eagles is that it's more of a slow burn with this offense, where you might see them hit their stride a little bit later in the season. And the defense, you kind of just, like, to your points, you kind of just don't know where they're at right now. And even though they might have looked like they played well, I mean, you got really two good receivers between Puka and Devontae. And then on top of that, their running game, like, we got to be on our game, man. And I don't necessarily know if we're there just yet in week three. That's my only concern.
Hey, next question, Gabe. What is your go-to lunch?
My go-to lunch would be Chick-fil-A.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
A regular spicy chicken sandwich.
There you go. Waffle fries. There.
Yeah.
There you go.
Cherry Coke. They have Cherry Coke now.
Oh, great. All right. Not the lemonade? Yep. Isn't the lemonade the thing at Chick-fil-A?
Is the best,
yes.
Yeah. Used to be a bigger Chick-fil-A guy.
Yeah, not as much anymore.
Not as much.
Yeah.
Not as much as I was, say, 5 years ago.
So I think the McVay versus Vic Fangio thing, very, very interesting. Sean McVay, one of the best offensive minds
in football. That's the matchup right there.
So the thing that has me a little, I can't tell. Tell me what you think. Whether it is a concern thing or whether it's just Vic being unpredictable is we saw a lot of blitzing from Vic Fangio on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And they asked him after the game, why do you never blitz? Why do you blitz so much? And he said, well, we had to. And that is the thing that makes me a little now maybe he's just gaming everybody. Maybe he didn't think they had to, but that was not a signature thing of the Eagles last year at all. We had good coverage in the secondary, right, which let the front four get to the quarterback or front five, whatever it was that game. And he's definitely going to handle. I like the idea that Vic Fangio can adjust, right? If we're not getting pressure on the quarterback, but there are good quarterbacks in this league right now. We're facing two of them in the next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I know it's important to hit Matt Stafford, but also Matt Stafford is a guy who may hit you for a real big play. You blitz and they pick it up. So
you normally don't blitz guys like Matthew Stafford unless you got great coverage guys in your secondary.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? You trust those guys. You're right. It'll be an interesting chess match between the two because Matthew Stafford isn't somebody who scrambles a lot. You sort of know where he's going to be. He's a pocket passer. You just have to get to him and hit him. But if he can digest and dissect what your defense is, either pre-snap or once the ball is snapped and he just gets the ball out of his hands quick, that's where the benefit of having a veteran like a Matthew Stafford as your quarterback helps you out. And I don't care if you're bringing extra pressure or not. If the pressure doesn't have time to get there before he gets rid of the ball, it doesn't make any difference.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't need – he needs 2 seconds.
Yeah.
You know, so do I.
Yeah.
Got to get him off his spot.
Yeah.
Nice. Nice line.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I was going to take it if nobody else took it. I would love to get into Fangio's mind and think – get the answer to that question.
Well, here's
did you
the other
really
thing.
Need to blitz on Sunday, or did you think they weren't going to see it coming? That was the way to do it, you know? Because Patrick Mahomes should be able to pick you apart that way, too.
Well, he probably figures, if I'm guessing, he wasn't afraid of the Chiefs' passing game.
Sure.
So now you're trying to speed up Patrick Mahomes,
yep.
Make him get rid of the ball quick, and you come up and tackle these guys.
Well, and they won the Super Bowl basically by getting to Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
You know, and they did it a different way at that point, mm-hmm. but sort of causing some chaos on that offense, getting a couple turnovers, which they got one big one at the right time. But
what a huge question mark here is McVay and how he uses Puka, how he uses Devontae, when he chooses to put them in a slot. So Cooper DeJean is going to have his work cut out for him Sunday against these guys. And then, you know, Adoree Jackson, you can't hide guys in the defense. So
no.
He's got to play. He's got to play well Sunday. At least have to play well enough to where he's not giving up big plays.
Right. And remember, there's no if the other team has two good wide receivers, there's nowhere to hide.
Yep.
There's nowhere to hide.
Nowhere to hide, brother.
Know? So, and I got to give you credit. You mentioned Cooper. Not that I ever doubted you. I would never doubt Ike Reese. But when the whole city was high on Cooper DeJean, you were higher.
Yeah.
Right? You said he might be the best football player on the defense. And when everybody was giving praise to Quinyon Mitchell, not that you didn't think Quinyon Mitchell was good.
Love you.
And the more that I am watching the analyst guys this year, I saw Nate Tice, who we haven't talked about very much, but is a smart guy at The Athletic.
Okay.
He said that if you're talking about the best secondary tackler in football, Cooper DeJean has a seat at that table. I mean, it really appears as if, and we were all curious after his offseason how he would look this year.
Yeah.
And he looks great, man. I mean, he's going to be an all-pro, whether it's nickel, whether he ends up playing safety, whatever it is, he's going to be an all-pro football. NFL
certainly
player.
Has that potential. You know what? The key for me in that happening is how does Vic use him?
Mm.
Right? Like now it's about, can you use him rushing the quarterback?
Right.
Like you did with Drew. Drew last week, you know, blitzing. Can you do a little bit of that with Cooper and Drew? And I heard Drew talk about this. He was like, I could play safety, I could play nickel, I could play dime.
So I heard him say that.
You can tell that he's been cross-training a little bit. And Vic may have some different things in his book. And you may have a future safety combination in Drew McCubu and –
yeah, and Cooper DeJean.
Yeah, that may be your future safety combination.
You could, I wouldn't do it a bunch of times, you could line Cooper up as a linebacker in one. I mean, the way he plays, his size, I think he wouldn't want to do it a ton, but he wouldn't be out of place.
And he doesn't
there.
Mind being physical.
No.
He likes the contact. He likes making tackles.
Yep. 215-592-9494. On the record Friday, what is going to happen on Sunday? Coming up next, I think we will address the biggest question about Sunday, the number one question. We'll see it. Well, okay. I'm not going to break it to you now.
It's called a tease.
215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Oh, there we go. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I get around. Still clown with the underground when we come around. Stronger than ever. Back to get wrecked. All respect to those who break their neck to keep they hold in check. And oh, they sweat a brother majorly. And I don't know why your girl keeps paging me. She tells me that she needs me, cries when she leaves me. And every time she sees me, she squeezes me. Ladies, take it easy. Hate to sound sleazy, but tease me. I don't want it if it's that easy. And yo, bust it. Baby got a problem saying bye-bye. Just another average of a fly guy. Yes, why it don't matter. My pockets got fatter. Now everybody's looking for the ladder.
Come on, man, stop it.
Okay, all right. It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
I ain't ready for that,
it's
man.
2:30 Tupac.
Wow, this is going to be wild. I don't know if I'm going to handle 2:30 Tupac, man.
Well, and I always get nervous if I pulled the clean version.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Especially
yeah.
with Tupac, so I was like, I think I did.
Well, and then when you start singing along,
you try to scroll
the words before you say them so you don't say the bad word, but there were no bad words. All right. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. That is our new music thing. We have 5:30 Creed. Now we have 2:30 Tupac. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers for a one-of-a-kind experience that makes diamond buying less stressful. Visit the home team at Mark's Jewelers online at marks-jewelers.com. Here we go. We'll do the first one first. How do you see Sunday playing out against the Rams? Blowout win, close win, or loss? What do you think the Twitter poll is at?
Close win. Majority.
What do you think the percentage is at?
Let's go 68%.
75%, which leaves 25% left for blowout win and loss.
Probably give 18% to blowout win and a little bit to loss.
Flip it. 17% for loss, 7% for blowout.
Oh, wow.
Win. Yep. 215-592-9494 on the record Friday. Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP. What's up, Corey? Mom.
My bad. Sorry, I'm a little late. I had to take care of business, you know what I'm saying?
Well, that could mean a number of things.
Yeah, hey, what does that mean?
Friday, I got to address my team, you know what I'm saying? Tell them about the week and all that type of stuff.
Okay.
Because you're leader of men.
There he is.
Hey, man, boss, man. She don't want no puppy. She want a big dog, you know what I'm saying?
Whoa.
It's called a big dose of D.
All right.
Here we go.
All right, look, let's get serious now. Hey, man. We about to bust these boys on Sunday. Listen, A lot of talk. See, one thing about the Eagles is that I know is that whenever there's a focus on something, you know what I'm saying, and we focus in on that, they always address that, and it's always, you know, taking care of the next game, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, we're going to have a virtuoso on Sunday. It's going to be, I'm saying like 350. But, you know, we've been here.
350 total or 350 passing?
Oh, come on.
Okay.
Come on.
Who does he think he is, Russell Wilson?
Hey, listen, y'all laughed at me. People be forgetting. I speak the truth. When I told y'all last year, I said, watch this Pittsburgh game. We're going to have 200-yard receivers. Y'all thought I was crazy. What happened? They went out there and had 200-yard listen. This is what they do. They're going to go out there. They're going to get into some simple passes and listen. Who out there? Forbes? Hey, man, this ain't you in trouble on Sunday. Wilson, Williams, y'all in trouble. You know what I'm saying? Because, like I said yesterday, when Matt Stafford goes against Jalen Carter, he always throw him around like a wreck. That's his fear. I got to go against that guy, right? Now, we do got a, you know, questionable spot out there at the corner with a Dory Jackson. So, hopefully, you know what I'm saying? It's like Puka Nacua, he was working Slay and Isaiah Rodgers last year, too. So, everybody going to be complaining on Sunday about, oh, like, we kept Isaiah Rodgers. He got worked by Puka, too, last year. And it wasn't even Devontae. You know what I'm saying? That was Cooper Kupp on the other side. It was working them boys, too. I'm not worried about that. We got Saquon. Saquon going to get it first 100-yard game. You know what I'm saying? The offense going to be looking good on Sunday.
So 350 passing yards and 100 yards from Saquon.
Oh, yeah.
What are they going to score, 50 points?
Man, let me tell you real quick. Let me give you my calm down, killer.
Okay.
Calm down, killer.
Now you're telling us to calm down.
With the Tupac. I know, but calm down.
Okay.
Listen. I got you right here. I got you with 35-21. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
35-21.
I would take that.
I'll take 35 points for sure.
Let me tell you this real quick, too. Also, rankings of the year, Eagles inside of the year. Last week, you was wanting to crucify everybody. D-Gun, Will Shipley back at practice. So you said 6 to 12 weeks.
No one said
that. That might not look too good now. Might have dropped him down. You know what I'm saying?
Well, we dropped him down yesterday. We dropped him down because he said it was a broken rib. It turns out it was an oblique, which is the same area, but wrong one. Yeah.
Let me get my lunch.
Yeah, go to lunch.
Hey, man, listen, I'm always on the run. Hey, Jimmy John's, they freaky fast. I don't know if that's one of y'all sponsors or not. Jimmy John, listen, they bring it to you wherever, and they freaky fast. You know what I'm saying?
What the hell does freaky fast mean?
Hey, watch the commercial. That's what I'm saying.
All right.
If you could pick lunch rather than just naming restaurant after restaurant, tell us what you like to eat.
Exactly right. The type of sandwich.
The type of sandwich. Yeah, we don't.
Let's be professionals here, Colin.
Yes. And, you know, Corey, that leads us.
Giving everybody a shout out.
Yeah, that leads. So he mentioned this game. Corey mentioned this game. Go ahead, Jack. We you know what game we're talking about here. Of course. If you would just
so
look.
So that's what y'all wanted to see, huh?
Are we going to get it? Because I am feeling a that's what y'all wanted to see game this weekend. From Jalen, from AJ. The AJ prop, I forget who mentioned it. It was 58 yards.
Yeah,
58 yards. 58 yards. I would, that feels like an easy over to me.
Yeah?
Yeah. It seems like every time, the sense I get with the Eagles and with the offense, is every time that everyone's about to break, they come through and they look good again. Because I've mentioned this before, but it's not as if the entire playoffs last year was the offense looking good.
Mm-hmm.
It was half of them. So, you know, it was the first two games was fine, I guess, but the second two games were great. And it almost feels to me as if they need us to almost freak out.
Well, that's what Jason Kelce said.
Yes.
Yeah, bullying works.
Yeah, that's what Jason Kelce said.
Do you think we're going to get one of those games?
Is it possible? No, here's what I think is going to happen.
Okay.
It's possible that AJ has his best game of the season.
Yeah. Well, it wouldn't take much.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Yeah.
Yes, that's true. But the passing game is still $150 or less. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
Like AJ may get 75, 80 yards, 6 catches, 80 yards, something like that. Maybe even get a touchdown. But I think they lean more on Saquon in this game. And I'm telling you, and that's why I ask most of our experts this week about what they saw as in, will it get better? Is there any light at the end of the tunnel? None of them really can say yes.
Yes. Jordan told us with the run game, we're close.
Yeah.
We're a block away. Of all the experts we had on this week, I don't think anybody said that about the passing offense.
So I don't know if I should expect that Sunday.
Right.
Right. But I could see them sort of force feeding AJ Sunday just so that narrative sort of goes away.
And not just narrative, so AJ doesn't doesn't jump off the Ben Franklin afterwards.
I could see that happening.
You know, I thought last night, a lot of times when we talk about pass game, what the response is he doesn't have to throw for 350, and that is so true. Mm-hmm. And I thought watching that game last night, the Bills and the Dolphins, showed you how you can have a really good, prolific offense without the quarterback throwing for a ton of yards. I think Josh Allen threw for 210 yards, 208 yards. But that offense, aside from a blip in the middle of the game, went up and down the field methodically. He didn't throw a lot. I think he threw 25 or 26 times. Mm-hmm. But there was a rhythm to the offense. The offense felt like whenever they really wanted to go down the field and score, they were going to be able to do that. And he had 200 yards passing, but they still scored 32 points. Mm-hmm. You know, James Cook ran for 108 yards.
Yeah.
And it just shows you it's really not about a ton of yards.
Right.
It is.
You can see it.
Yes, you can see it.
Like just like we see the offense being choppy.
Yes.
Like
yes.
We see it. Like we're watching the game, so yes. We know we're living. That's the one thing about us as Eagles fans, and we talk about this team. We are watching the game. It's a part of our life on Sunday. Everybody is scheduled things around the Eagles game. It's not baseball or basketball or hockey where you got several games throughout the week and maybe you caught the game, maybe you didn't, maybe you're reading the box score. No, we're watching the games. And I say that to say I can always reflect back to how I felt during the game. And if I felt tight, and if it felt like we weren't doing much, yeah, that's where my outlook on the game is going to be shaped. Is, man, this was a tough one to get through. This wasn't easy.
Or even to think back to the first half of the Dallas game. They weren't throwing for a ton of yards, but those first couple of drives, you could just feel.
It felt better.
They
yes.
were moving the
yes.
ball, you know,
yes.
moving the ball.
And I had no problem with what Jalen was doing. He was running around. He was moving. Like, I've said this. I don't think he's played a bad game yet. I just don't think he's done anything. Like, we aren't doing anything that says this is one of the best offenses in the league.
No.
That's where the disconnect is with those of us who are holding the offense and this personnel to a certain standard versus some fans. Because I'm not going to exclude the fans who actually feel the same way that a lot of us feel when we're talking about things need to get better. But there is a portion of the fan base that all they care about is the win.
Yes.
Like that's all they really care about. Did the team win or did the team lose?
Yes. Well, after the game, they feel that
way. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
All of us, when it's going
when it's
the
happening,
way,
yes.
want to shake the TV and say, what is going on? Yes, Move the ball.
There's definitely frustration during the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 215-592-9494. Get to your calls. And our betting expert, Nick Kostos.
Yeah.
Coming up in a moment after Jack tells you about a chance for Jack Fritz to come to your house.
That's right.
Oh, wow.
Who doesn't want to watch an Eagles game?
Oh, come on.
Come on, man.
Come on.
We'd have a good time.
Yep.
We'd have a good time. So get ready for get game day ready with Miller Lite and Jameson Irish Whiskey, proud partners of the Birds. All season long, you can register at bars and restaurants across the area for the Philly Formation contest. Your shot at some incredible prizes. A Birds game experience with Brent Celek. A game day party at your house, like we just talked about, hosted by me. Doll, life of the party. Two Weber grills from National Appliance Warehouse, plus gift cards from Acme Markets and Fine Wine Good Spirits. And don't forget to enjoy the Philly Formation drink specials every Birds game day. Stop by Kellyanne's in Spring Garden for the $10 Miller Lite Aluminum and Jameson Shot Special and their Kellyanne's Burger. Or visit Union Tap in Northeast Philly with their famous tap fries. That's Kellyanne's in Spring Garden and Union Tap in Northeast Philly. The place to be for every Birds game with Miller Lite and Jameson. For contest rules and details, visit 94WIP.com. Must be 21 or older and always celebrate responsibly.
The real Corey from Columbus, New Jersey. You're on WIP. What's up, real Corey?
Yo, what's going on? So, no disrespect to the other Corey, but nobody cares about Columbus, Ohio.
Wow.
Oh, man, it's the boy.
Honestly, the minute he told you guys he was an Ohio State fan, that should have been it.
Wow. Coming from Corey's throat. Yeah, what is going on?
Again, like I said, I love Corey's confidence, but 350 yards, I can't remember the last time that Jalen's done that. I think he's probably closer to 180, 190. Probably a couple touchdowns, one to AJ. And
has he ever thrown for 350 yards?
I would take 190 and two touchdowns. I would take that.
Oh, yeah, I would do it at this point. But, yes.
Yeah, with the corners that the Rams have, I think that's more realistic. Before I go any further, I got to give a shout out to Ike. Your greatest play as an Eagle was the chest bump you gave Donovan after his scramble in Dallas.
Oh, I like that.
Wow.
That was sort of a backhand compliment there.
Yeah, that's not a play.
It's the end of a play.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
He needed to jump onto the field, so hey, he got his camera time. So
that's for sure.
And Jack, as a fellow D3 baseball player, I feel the arm pain that you went through after your bout with the camera.
Thank you.
Anytime I try to throw with my kids, I definitely feel it too.
Yeah, a lot of people didn't get that. A lot of people didn't understand that.
Yeah, that you didn't prepare, and that's why your arm hurt.
I did. I threw five times.
Okay.
It was definitely soft of you to say that you weren't going to go in the first place.
But what happened? But what happened?
You dominated. There's no doubt about it. Against a kid that hasn't played baseball since he was 12. I mean, all props to you.
All right, Corey. Give it for next question. Give us, what's your go-to lunch?
So you always buy a whole pie of pizza from your favorite pizzeria joint. There's always going to be a couple slices left over.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
You know, it's that next day, heat that sucker up in the microwave or the oven, and you're ready to go.
Yeah.
No nothing.
Day old pizza is a good one. Now, when I was in college, my roommates would leave the pizza out, not refrigerate it, and eat it for 3 days.
That's good.
Yeah, it was weird.
Very college move.
Joining us now is Napoleon Kostos, host of You Better You Bet and our Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary. Check out the latest lines on the BetMGM app. Catch You Better You Bet weekdays. You Better You Bet countdown to kickoff Sundays, 11 to 1, leading you up to kickoff on the BetMGM network and the Odyssey app. Napoleon, what's going on?
I'm hoping, great to be on with you guys, hoping that week three in the National Football League will not be my Waterloo.
Yeah, well, what'd you have last week? We all had that Denver game last week, man. It was so close, the Denver Colts game.
This is just for like the NFL, it's like the knife edge, right? Where you have a bet won, and then at the very end of the game, you played in the league. How many times have you seen a leverage get called on a field goal? And it gets called in that spot, and they get 15 yards off the kick, and then they're able to make it, and we lose the bet on Denver.
Yeah, never in that spot for sure. I mean, maybe once. Yeah, it doesn't happen very often.
So yeah, that really sucked. Otherwise, not so bad. Last night had the Dolphins, which was really nice. We were able to sneak inside the number.
Oh,
so
there you go.
I'm feeling confident heading into week three. And Spike, your arms are still extraordinarily scrawny. I just want to throw
Wow.
Them.
How can
I
you
wasn't
see
even
them?
Looking. I forgot that we had Nick. I wasn't even looking. Hey, Nick, I wasn't looking.
Hold on.
Can you see my arms from all the way down there?
Just want to say, I would lift you over my head, Spike.
Right. So that would get me what? 2.5 feet off the ground?
Maybe 4.5.
Okay.
Maybe 4.5.
All right. Wow. I don't want you to bring. I don't want you and the Lollipop Guild to come after me.
I don't need anybody else.
All right. Eagles Rams on Sunday is number 3.5 or 4. I've seen both.
3.5.
Well, we're headed towards 3 in this game.
Oh wow. Okay.
Yeah, and I wouldn't be surprised if. If we went to like a juice 2.5 before kickoff on Sunday, guys, basically everyone that I talk to, either it's on air on my show or off air that I respect that bets. And it does not mean I always offer this caveat just because everyone thinks something doesn't mean it's going to happen. Everybody likes the Rams and everyone likes the Rams at this number, at a number more than 3. And I can kind of understand the thought process behind that. I actually want to take it a different way.
Okay.
I'd like to play the Eagles in this game if and when the point spread goes down to -3. And I think if you like the Eagles, you can wait to see if this maybe goes down to 2.5 before kickoff on Sunday. So there's no harm in waiting if you like Philadelphia. I can't imagine Spike and Ike, anyone in your audience wants to bet the Rams. But if you did, I would suggest getting that bet in sooner rather than later. And I like the Eagles for a variety of reasons. We can just focus on the most important one, which is they will dominate the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball. The interior of the Rams offensive line has been a question mark all season. Steve Avila looks like he's likely to miss this game. Bad news going up against Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis, and company. And on the flip side, Eagles offense v. Rams defense. You know, the Rams really poured some resources into their run defense, right? And I think it makes sense. If you're the Rams or any team that harbors a legitimate Super Bowl hope, you have to go through in the NFC. You got to beat the Eagles probably to get there. And how do you beat the Eagles? You need to stop the run game. So they signed Puna Ford. They signed Landman and the linebacking core after they allowed literally 460 yards to Saquon Barkley in two games last season. But I think the problem is, you know, like we saw the Titans and the Texans in each of the first two games go for over 4 yards per carry. And the Eagles offensive line is 50 times better than both of them. I think this is a get-right game for Saquon Barkley. And the last note on why I like the Eagles, Akello Witherspoon is the Rams' top corner. He was placed on injured reserve this week. I think this name should be thought of fondly in Philadelphia. Emmanuel Forbes is most likely to be guarding A.J. Brown in this game. And for any Eagles fan that has watched Eagles Commanders games over the last few years, you know that A.J. Brown absolutely annihilates Emmanuel Forbes, about a height difference of Spike Eskin to Nick Kostos. And A.J. Brown has the advantage there, except I'm strong like A.J. Brown and Spike is weak like Emmanuel Forbes. Oh, so A.J. Brown should be able to abuse him there.
Yes, everybody when they look at you thinks A.J. Brown. So, all right. So, and just by the way, let's say somebody...
That's your best line.
Yeah. do you also... I know you would rather it be three. Do you also like the Eagles are 3.5 or is that a stay away?
I don't think that you'll have to make that decision.
Okay.
I think this is almost certainly going down to 3.
Okay. All right, cool. Why don't you give us, you have a game or two non-Eagles that you like the most this week?
Yeah. Why don't we, you know, last week went so well. Why don't we go back to the well with the Denver Broncos? The number I would like to get, and BetMGM has it available right now, is Broncos +3. On the road at the Chargers. You know, Justin Herbert's been magnificent, obviously, to start the season. And with apologies to the Chiefs defense, this is going to be the best defense that he's faced thus far this year, almost notwithstanding what happened against Daniel Jones and the Colts last Sunday. I think Denver is better than the Chargers, and I think that will manifest itself in this game. I like the Broncos +3. I think Denver will beat the Chargers outright Sunday in Los Angeles. How about Tennessee as a home underdog against the Indianapolis Colts? And I think if you like the Titans, you can wait. This number keeps going up. It's one-way traffic in favor of Daniel Jones and the Colts. And it's been a great start to the season for Daniel Jones. This is his first road game. And I watched him for years as a Giants fan, and I think he stinks. And I think I'm right about that. So I am glad to take like 4 or 4.5 points with the Tennessee Titans coming up on Sunday against Daniel Jones.
Now, love that Titans game. Love it.
You are a prop guy. Do you have a prop you love this weekend? I know you always love giving us a prop.
Yeah, I mean, we can, let's see. Let me just look at the board here. I mean, do you want one in the Eagles game?
Or I don't care.
Like anybody?
Yeah, any prop. Yeah.
Okay, Patriots-Steelers in New England on Sunday. So we're going to have to wait to see, and I can actually just wait. I'm going to see if this has come out yet, because on Friday, the stuff all gets staggered. So I want to see if the Steelers injury report has come out yet. They have a number of corners that are questionable for the game. We think Joey Porter Jr. is going to miss the game. He's Pittsburgh's number one cornerback. And I think this could set up with the Steelers defense, Spike being as bad as it's been to start the year, for Kayshawn, booty, 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 rocking everywhere. Shout out to Bubba Sparks, over 35.5 receiving yards. I think he gets into the 40s, maybe the 50s, and scores a touchdown. I'm happy someone got that reference. We found him, Kayshawn Booty. We found him in the end zone. I'll go Kayshawn Booty over receiving yards on Sunday.
All right, Kostos. Okay. Well, thank you as always, my friend.
I love Bubba Sparks, man. We in there.
Oh, yeah. He's still... I didn't know Bubba Sparks is skinny now. I saw a picture of him recently. Old, skinny Bubba Sparks. Yeah.
He's a vegan?
I don't know if he's a vegan. Maybe. It happens to the best of us. All right, Kostos. Well, we'll talk to you same time, same place next week.
We're looking forward to it. Wishing everyone minimal sweats when he bets the absolute very best of luck. And allow me to say please, because my money will be on them this Sunday. Fly, Eagles, fly. Bet, Eagles, bet. Cover, Eagles, cover. Let's go, baby.
There he is. Nick Costos, host of You Better You Bet and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary for all your betting and sports talk. Check out the BetMGM network on the Odyssey app. All right, 215-592-9494. I had that ready. I had he came at me pretty tough last week. You know,
ripping your arms.
My goodness, me too.
My arms are not that skinny. Wow. All right. Let it go. 215-592-9494. Coming up next, we will find out when we talk to Elliot Shoreparks what the chances of Dallas Goedert playing on Sunday are. I think that is a big piece, especially when you think about how the offense worked in the first game of the year. And then, you know, what he thought of that A.J. Brown audio yesterday. We played a little bit on yesterday's show, but we will talk to Elliot about it next. Talk to you as well. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.